Thomas Merton is best known for his writing about spiritual life and spiritual matters. But I love his nature writing. I've always loved his nature writing, and I'm appreciating a new book about him called The Trees Say Nothing. And in it, it's a collection of some of his best writing about nature. And I love this particular passage, which I call Deep Peace. And I'm going to read it for you from Thomas Merton. The low slanting rays picked out the foliage of the trees and highlighted a new wheat field against the dark curtain of woods on the knobs that were in shadow. It was very beautiful. Deep peace. Sheep on the slopes behind the sheep barn, the new trellises in the novitiate garden leaning and sagging, a cardinal singing suddenly in the walnut tree, and piles of fragrant logs all around the woodshed, waiting to be cut in bad weather. I looked at all this in great tranquility, with my soul and spirit quiet. For me, landscape seems to be important for contemplation. Anyway, I have no scruples about loving it. Didn't St. John of the Cross hide himself in a room up in a church tower where there was one small window through which he could look out at the country? This really touches me and reminds me of the things around me, you know, the sheep, the hills, the birds singing in the tree, the fragrant logs all around, and the woodshed, and the winter kind of maybe not that far away as the flowers begin to die and the leaves begin to turn. A very beautiful time ahead of us. And it makes me even more excited about our open house on Columbus Day weekend. So anyway, I'm very happy to have this audio and to be sharing some of these readings in my own voice. To me, it adds a whole new dimension to storytelling, and hopefully to you too. Thanks so much for listening.